When nukes start dropping, where will you go? By St. Patrick. As a vocal majority of media consumers in America call for intervention in Ukraine, there is little regard for the effects of potential nuclear annihilation, which could become a likelihood if a third world war is ignited on the Russian border. As hundreds of nuclear warheads begin touching down on major American and international cities, it will become difficult to go on Twitter and assign fault to your most despised world leader. Arguing whether Fox News analysts or MSNBC pundits report the story correctly will be fruitless. Meanwhile, the world's largest populations will face their final days as the global elite hole up within the comfort of their well-stocked, securely constructed secret bunkers. The most famous bunker in history is the one in which Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun may have executed a suicide pact in at the end of World War II. That, however, was temporary and built specifically for the war. The safe house currently rumored to be housing Ukrainians President Volodymyr Zelensky is also more of a CIA safe house than a long-term bunker constructed for years-long stays. Those bunkers, however, do exist around the world, and they will not house women, children, the elderly or the infirm, nor will they house veterans, pastors, social workers, and local school board members. Though a troublesome hierarchy of prominent families exists in your hometown, it's likely that no one from your municipality will be saved. Who will be? According to Russian professor Valery Solovey, Russia's Vladimir Putin and his family have been voluntarily locked away inside an underground city in Siberia since the tensions with Ukraine began. The high-tech bunker inside and under the Altai Mountains was designed to withstand nuclear blasts and the winter of death and deterioration that would follow. Solovey stressed that it is not merely a bunker, but a whole underground city equipped with the latest science and technology. The Australian news.com.au website reports, Solovey, who claims to have insider contacts in the Kremlin, is believed to be referring to a sprawling mountain dacha built ostensibly by energy behemoth Gazprom around a decade ago in the Angidaisky district of the Altai Republic, a region of Siberia bordering Mongolia, China, and Kazakhstan. Underground bunker construction in America was a result of Cold War defense spending, a place where the powerful could go in case the Cold War turned hot and nuclear, as it almost did during the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962. The most notable location is the Greenbrier Bunker in West Virginia, close in proximity to Washington, D.C., the site of which opened CNN's miniseries on the Cold War. The U.S. government built an addition to a hotel in 1958 on the site in exchange for the rights to build a 120,000-square-foot bunker beneath it. It was eventually made public and then it was decommissioned in 1992. Pennsylvania's Iron Mountain, 10,000 sq. Feet, is the classic underground site in the United States and may be the most well-known today. However, there are others. The Raven Rock Mountain Complex, Pennsylvania, Maryland, was constructed to relocate the Pentagon. It has 5 three-story buildings that include a dental clinic, a Starbucks, restaurants, and a barber shop. Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado is located 2,000 feet below ground and was built to withstand a 5-megaton nuclear blast. Mount Weather in Virginia is a replacement command center for FEMA, meaning any urgent presidential or FEMA-related warnings and announcements would most likely be coming from there. The most recent building projects have been beneath the Denver International Airport in Colorado. None of the above have been described as secret, long-term bunkers. If the American public has heard of the site, it is probably not the one in which the nation's elite will be housed, fed, and sheltered for years. As is the case in any nuclear Holocaust film, the elite expect thousands upon thousands of people to come to these sites, begging for shelter if nuclear war occurs. They expect panic, and they have planned for that. That is why these more familiar, well-known sites may not even operate in those apocalyptic times. How long those housed in a bunker would have to remain underground is arguable. Supposedly, after 48 hours or so, 99% of radioactivity is significantly dissipated. However, anyone studying the area around the Chernobyl nuclear plant in Ukraine or the nuclear power plants around Fukushima, Japan knows that nuclear wastelands take centuries, if not millennia, to fully recover. If Americans become actively engaged in a conflict with Russia and its allies, it will once again be the young adult American men that fight the war. The offspring and loved ones of the elite power brokers and politicians will be saved in the event of nuclear war, hidden away in their secret bunkers. You are on your own. Americans often operate as if war is a sport to be cheered for and bet on. With one button, everyone would lose except those who began the war. Think of that the next time you see someone urging military action be taken against the Russians.